It was historic because for the first time in many, many years, Congress has acted to try and fix a health system that wasn't working for millions of Americans. And it was clear that the private sector was going to be very difficult for them to make the changes that was needed in health insurance market reform. 32 million Americans that are now going to be covered. Those that can't afford to have health insurance, they'll get subsidies to be able to care for them. So tax credits inversely related to their income so they can purchase and own their own insurance. There's also competition and choice in there because it creates a health insurance exchange that allows private insurance to be in that exchange, and then the patient will be have the transparency to say, okay, what am I buying and how much of that premium is going to go to medical care versus how much is going to go to administration. And then from an individual standpoint, it does some very important things to get rid of the current problems we have where if an individual tries to buy health insurance and they've got a medical condition, that medical condition is not covered. And if they're very sick and require a lot of services, many medical policies cap the total amount. So a situation where the person who's very, very sick and is going to have a catastrophic cost, suddenly at $1 million, that's the lifetime limit. And oh, by the way, you're still going to live for another 20 more years. Good luck trying to get your health insurance. So those are things that seem not to be talked about in the bill, but are very important for Americans to help provide a little bit more balanced playing field.